This is Jim Taylor back on WMJ. More Aledo High School Athletic Hall of Fame coverage now, and going to talk a little bit about that great 1988 season, and one of the key members was Wes Streetman, who now lives down in Oklahoma. And I guess first up, Wes, no congratulations in this 1988 season. I would say out of all the seasons, the season that gets discussed the most, at least my observation, is 1988. The 1988 guys will never let this season die.
Yes, we talk about it all the time amongst ourselves too. And to be honest with you, Jim, it's amazing to see what's happened with Aledo and Aledo football in particular, and all the growth and the continued success that they've had with, you know, Coach McCarty and Coach Welter now at the helm. But it's fun to think that we had a part of it and inspired some of the younger guys.
And I know how much it means to you. I know you live in Oklahoma, and I know you're one of our regular listeners online at WMJ.com, and I know you're the site administrator of AledoFootball.com. So even though you're long gone from Aledo, it's something that is very near and dear to your heart, apparently. You bleed green and white still.
I do. And, you know, looking back on those memories, you know, that defined my early life. You know, we lived and breathed it as little kids. And that's one thing, you know, back when we were little guys, you know, Aledo struggled sometimes. And we, you know, our little team, it took us a while. But as freshmen and sophomores, we knew we had a special team, and this was back in an era where the weight programs weren't as strong, and I know our core group of kids, you know, got turned on to that, and, you know, we had success, and the rest is history. You talked about AledoFootball.com. I put that together. I wanted to try to teach myself how to, you know, do something like that, and I just picked out something that was kind of dear to me. And that name was there, and I had tons of material to just throw something together. And I never imagined it kind of grow into what it did. Now, you know, it is a little controversial sometimes. Sometimes people get on there and say stuff. So, you know, if anybody gets offended with that, just keep that in mind. I threw this together. I don't have the time to babysit people. But, you know, if anybody gets offended, I just wanted to tell them I'm sorry if that's the case. But it's a lot of fun connecting with the old buddies, and I've made a lot of new friends on this site. So,
yeah.
Anyway, it's funny that you brought that up.
Yeah, and you know, you look at what the program has become, and I know you don't get back to town probably on a regular basis.
No,
but, and that was before I arrived in town. But I assume back in 1988, people really didn't realize what was going to happen after the fact. I mean, that was kind of a brand new experience. I know. We talked to Mark McCright, who's an inductee. He played on that 1975 football team that was the first ever team to play in the playoffs. They lost to Eureka in the first round. The 88 team, of course, was the first team ever to win a playoff game and then kind of advance through the tournament trail, and that's when people started to get a little bit of the flavor of what kind of goes on. Can you talk a little bit about the initial excitement when I guess this was all brand new back in 1988?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it grew week by week. I filled out a little questionnaire for Mr. Dennison. I wrote a lengthy response. But one thing that was interesting is that season started with four straight road games. And, you know, I guess that we had high expectations as players, but the fans, you know, a lot of times it starts off kind of slow, going to places like Riverdale and out of the way. And it just built. You know, we had a master game plan. We were going to go out and win the four straight road games. Then our first home game was Macomb, and then we knew the big-time matchup was going to be against Monmouth, and that was our homecoming game. And that game, when we won that one and our little prediction came true, you know, the momentum just kept building and building, and people got more excited. People would rush the field after the games. It was just incredible, and you know, everybody's talked about it before, so I don't want to bore your listeners.
You're not boring them, but and John Hoshite told me that kind of the benchmark victory during the regular season was, no doubt, the Monmouth game, and that's when everyone said, hey, this team is for real. And Monmouth had dominated the Olympic Conference play back in that area. I know when you look at it now, they're a team that has fallen on hard times, or that program finally got back to the playoffs as, of course, the consolidated district last year. But Monmouth was the kind of the established elite program that you knew if you knocked them off at the time that, hey, we got a chance to make a run. That was the big night, though, homecoming you talk about.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that was, and we knew that. In the summertime, a lot of the players, we got together frequently. In fact, I was in Oklahoma, and Rich Maynard and Sean Ryan and who else? Nick Morrow. They drove all the way down from Aledo to Oklahoma and spent time with me at we had a cabin out in the woods. And we talked strategy and threw the football around for a week. And that was the game we had circled. You know, the coaches always tell you one game at a time. We had that circled. And we said if we could win those four road games, beat Macomb, who we kind of knew was going to be a pushover, and then take it to Monmouth. And sure enough, they were 5-0 and ranked, and I think we had just cracked the rankings then. And we pulled it off, and it was a dramatic game. I haven't seen that tape. That one's lost. I'm sure somebody's got it out there.
Well, I'm sure if somebody
that's
does,
funny thing, Jim,
and you'll get it on YouTube.
Is back 1988's back in the era where video cameras were just first coming into wide acceptance. And in those days, it was the big shoulder-mounted unit.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate enough. My dad was one of the big guys that was out there filming. So I have access to all these tapes. Although over time and moves, you know, several of them got lost.
Yeah, and I said, I see a lot of them. I see a lot of them on YouTube. Just before we let you go, again, talking with Wes Streetman, a key member of that 1988 team that finished state runner-up, lost to Carlisle. Just talk a little bit about, you know, the playoff run that year. I know John Hoshite was telling me, you know, even the first round game that you guys played was a slugfest that, you know, goes down to the wire, and you don't know if you're going to live to play another day, but able to pull through. And then, you know, you talk about momentum really picked up as each week went along in the playoffs. Just talk about, you know, that 5-week playoff run in 88.
Yeah, you know, our first game was against now conference foe Bushnell Prairie City. Well, they might have merged by now with somebody else. But I don't know if we were a little cocky or what. This is back when we played Wednesday night football,
sure,
which was kind of fun. And we dodged a bullet. And, again, this game's been discussed a million times. We kind of got lucky on that one. I don't know what happened. Our team was feeling good that night, but we ran into a buzzsaw. But we dodged the bullet there. Then the weather turned cold by Saturday, and it was the entire playoff run, it was like 20 degrees, and we had torrential rains, and every game there on out was a mud bowl until state game. But each week was a nail-biter, and somehow we were able to pull it out. I think we won 18-13 over Prophetstown. And then Morrison, we actually got lucky and just, it was tied up, you know, scoreless at halftime, and then we exploded. Evan Anderson ran for like a 60-yard run, and that just catapulted us to 33-0 victory there. And then Genoa Kingston, we went all the way over there 2 or 3 hours, and our crowd outnumbered those guys. We entirely circled the track or the field there with Aledo fans. It was just amazing. And you know, that's one thing that I just like everybody to know is that, you know, all of us players, we had a ball, we enjoyed it, and the Aledo fans, you know, they made it a memorable experience. It's kind of sad now. You go to high school games, I do down here all the time, I try to support high school athletics, and you go and you'll see stands where, you know, it's just the diehard parents. So, you know, it's the players all appreciate the support they get.
Yep, and again, Wes Streetman, a key member of that 1988 team, unfortunately can't make the trip up from Oklahoma this weekend. But, again, we appreciate Wes coming on the air with us. And, again, the site administrator for AledoFootball.com. And I know he bleeds green and white and loves listening to the local broadcasts here on WRMJ.com. Congratulations, and we've heard a lot of good things about you, Wes Streetman, a pretty good player back in the day. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jim, and one more time, thank you guys at RMJ. we appreciate it out here that we can stay in touch with Alito and your site. You guys are kind of innovators with your web broadcast, so we appreciate it.
All right, we'll have more Alito High School Athletic Hall of Fame coverage right after this.